This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
An owner's manual, so we provide the Dr. Bob Martin Show, because you have entered a healing zone where people tune in each and every week to learn about the latest news about health and wellness, and most importantly, how to get healthy and how to stay healthy naturally. Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and I'm here in the capacity of helping you to become your own best doctor most of the time. Unlike the government, I really am here to help you out. Because if you wear out your body, where are you going to live? Oh boy, do we have a great show for you today. Stick around, please, for the entirety of the program today, because you're going to learn something. Some of you are going to be amazed. Some of you are going to be PO'd. Some of you are going to be astounded, upset, but want to take action, hopefully. Now, we're going to get to a topic related to it. It seems like we just can't get away from it because we are, after all, still in a pandemic with respect to the COVID-19 infection virus, SARS-CoV-2. We are still there, and hopefully someday, I pray, and many of you do too, that we'll come out of it, and come out of it sooner rather than later. And in a little bit, we're going to be talking about a Pfizer vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine, and the fact that Pfizer vaccine recipients are more likely to get the COVID-19, more likely to get the COVID-19. A former Pfizer employee, now turned whistleblower, claims the pharmaceutical giant Pfizer, whose COVID-19 vaccine has now been reportedly injected into approximately 225 million arms in the United States, of course. Now these shots, this whistleblower says or claims, these shots cause recipients of the shots to become more susceptible to contracting COVID-19. Now, in her claim, Karen Kingston, the former Pfizer pharmaceutical company employee, an expert in marketing and a biotech analyst, provided a briefing document used in a Food and Drug Administration, FDA, advisory committee. We'll have the details on that this hour. You won't want to go anywhere. This may be shocking to you, but stick around. Now, I want to back up just a little bit before we move ahead with last week's business of the health poll question that we provided on my personal website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor always, drbob.com. Now, if you weren't with us last week on the show and don't know what I'm talking about with respect to the poll question, it really has to do with artificial intelligence. artificial intelligence, artificial technology. We asked the question, do you believe it is a clever idea to allow computer technology to help diagnose depression? Yes or no? Well, we have the results, and we'll give it to you in just a moment, but you know, your iPhone could soon detect if you're depressed. Did you know that? Maybe you have an Android, or maybe you have a Samsung. You have a smartphone, maybe. Who doesn't? Some people have two or three of them. Kids have two or three of them. Your iPhone could soon detect if you become depressed or if you are depressed. Now, the company Apple is working on technology to help diagnose mental health conditions by spotting key signs in how you use your smartphone. Working with the University of California in Los Angeles, the biotech firm Biogen, Apple is hoping to get out of the health-related sensors in its devices. That's what they're working on. The firm already has a wide health-related technology offering, including, and you know about this, where you can measure your heart function on your phone. They've got a technology or a algorithm and a software to help you with sleep. They can monitor your activity with respect to exercising. And insiders speaking to the Wall Street Journal say researchers will use the data that they're going to collect on your iPhone sensors to look for digital signs linked to certain mental health conditions, including depression and anxiety, and feed them into an algorithm. This should be able to reliably predict depression and other mental health conditions. So we asked that very question last weekend on this radio show, and you had the opportunity, based on that, to go over to my personal website and weigh in as to whether or not you believe that this type of technology is a good idea, a clever idea, allowing technology to help actually diagnose depression based on your behavior on your computer. Any electronic device you have hooked into the computer where they can actually track and see, okay, this person's depressed. And then from there, we'll figure out what they're going to do about it. But you voted on it at drbob.com on the question, do you believe it's a clever idea to allow computer technology to help diagnose depression? Here are the results. Of those people who went to drbob.com, 88% of you said, I don't think so. No. Hammer down. Denied. 88% of you said you do not believe it's a good idea to allow computer technology, artificial intelligence, to help diagnose depression. Whereas 12% of you were on board with it completely. So in this particular question, the no's have it in a big way. Those of you who voted say no more intrusion. I don't think this is a good idea. And I want to thank those people who made the effort to go to my site and weigh in on that question. Because obviously you don't believe it's a good idea, far and away. Now, I don't know how, you know, this is a poll just on my website. It's certainly not scientific to the extent that you see a lot of polling data coming forth. But of those people who chose to go there and answer it, the no's have it. Denied, big time. And again, thank you for participating in that poll question. Now, depression rates, while we're on the topic, depression rates are 70% higher than before COVID, but have been dropping since the lockdown was lifted this summer. Now, that went on. That information came out of the Office of National Statistics, where they estimated 10% of adults in the UK, and I gotta believe it's as bad or worse here in the US, were depressed before the virus struck, and this more than doubled to a record 21% last winter after two brutal waves of the epidemic and three lockdowns there in the UK, we had our problems here too. So depression, of course, is widespread, and the experts who are tracking these sorts of things believe that it's a lot worse. And why wouldn't it be? Why wouldn't it be when you have people changing, radically changing their behaviors? Why wouldn't people be depressed or feeling blue or down or feeling damaged in some manner if they couldn't function the way they were functioning previously, without masks, without having to social distance, being able to hug one another, and being not bullied and forced into experimental vaccines, which we know little or nothing about. When we come back, we'll talk about this whistleblower who says Pfizer vaccine recipients are more likely to get COVID-19. Wait until you hear this. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Introducing the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95, a revolutionary telomere supplement proven to lower human cellular age by 7 years on average and lengthen telomeres by an astounding 80%. As we age, we lose telomere length, and that's a big part of what causes us to look older and why we feel the effects of aging. Telos 95 helps to stop the clock of aging with one simple 95 milligram capsule daily. Telos 95 is clinically proven to reverse the effects of aging. Want a free 30-count bottle to sample? Log on to longevitybynature.biz and enter coupon code TELOS95. Get a free 30-count bottle today at longevitybynature.biz. Enter coupon code TELOS95 and roll back the aging process today. Telos 95 can be found at longevitybynature.biz by entering coupon code TELOS95, spelled TELOS95.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Scientific studies continue to remind us all that getting deep restorative sleep every night is as important to staying healthy as getting regular exercise and eating nutritious food. At bedtime, if you have trouble falling asleep within 20 minutes or wake up during the night and have trouble getting back to sleep, you are not alone because 70 million Americans suffer with sleep problems. Old, worn out, or poorly designed mattresses are primary reasons for sleep problems. Dr. Bob Martin here to share my family's secret for the best possible sleep you can achieve. It's called Cairo Slumber Mattress. Cairo Slumber Mattresses use advanced technology to provide the best support and temperature control for a perfect sleep environment. Say goodbye to sore muscles, back and neck and joint pain. Tossing and turning all night? Gone. Cairo Slumber Mattress. To your sleep rescue, call toll-free 888-958-2008. 888-958-2008 or CairoSlumber.com. Free shipping, too. Show. We thank you for that. Some people have described the tune-in to this radio show as sort of like biting into a crisp, juicy apple, if you know what I mean. Welcome or welcome back to this hour of the show. I want you to stick around because coming up this hour, and very shortly here, we're going to be talking about a Pfizer drug company, Pfizer Pharmaceutical whistleblower, is saying basically, because she used to work for Pfizer, that the Pfizer vaccine recipients, people who get the vaccine from Pfizer, are more likely to get COVID-19. Now, I want to throw down here a disclaimer so people don't get the idea that I'm up to some agenda and trying to either talk you into, which is what you mostly hear on radio and television, all other media today, talk you into getting a vaccine. It doesn't matter what vaccine it is, whether it's a flu vaccine, a COVID vaccine, whatever vaccine. They're all over the place. Or talk you out of getting one. This show neither advocates for or against vaccines. You have to make that decision for yourself in consult with somebody you know and trust, perhaps, that has health care information for you, maybe a health care provider. In whatever decision you decide, it's about your body, your health. If you decide to take a vaccine, I support that. If you decide not to take a vaccine, I support that. Your decision, your choice. Just so you get where I'm coming from, because unlike many of these commentators on television and also Dr. Joe Biden, our president, who tells you on a daily basis to get vaccinated, which is really practicing medicine without a license, I'm not going to go there. It's that simple. And we are going to, a little bit later in this hour, we're going to hear from a prominent doctor, an epidemiologist, a physician, who's calling for the COVID-19 vaccines to be pulled off of the market immediately. We'll tell you why that doctor is believing that. And then I was listening to Fox News this last week, and Laura Ingraham, who's one of the hosts on Fox News, she interviewed another doctor by the name of Dr. Aaron Williams, an anesthesiologist. And boy, did he lay some interesting information on Laura's audience about the fact that there is an ingredient inside the Pfizer vaccines, these vaccines, which people should not come in contact with unless they've been tested for allergenicity to that substance, which is what he was taught in medical school, and he believes that it's not going on, and it should go on before anybody gets a vaccine. And you wait till you hear his comments as a practicing physician. All right. And we'll get to that. So don't go anywhere. We have fascinating information. And if you want to weigh in on the topic of anything that I say here, you certainly may. Or if there's something on your mind related to the COVID vaccine for yourself or somebody else, something you've heard, something you want to get squared away, I'll do my very best to help you out with it. And you'll certainly get on the air to voice that. Here's our toll-free number into the show. 888-553-7262. 1-888-55 Dr. Bob. That's D-R-B-O-B on your touchtone phone. Write that number down so that you have it for safekeeping. This is a way that you stay in touch with us always. 888-553-7262. Any comment you have related to COVID is fair game. All right. Now, if you get the Pfizer vaccine, you're more likely to get COVID. That's what an insider, a person who is inside working for Pfizer, is claiming. And also people flagging this in an FDA study. A former Pfizer employee, now turned whistleblower, has provided documentation indicating the pharmaceutical giant, that would be Pfizer, whose genetic-based COVID-19 vaccine has now been reportedly injected almost 225 million times in arms of Americans. They know these shots cause the recipients of the shots to become more susceptible to contracting COVID-19. By the way, this information comes out of LifeSite News. Check it out for yourself. LifeSite News. Her name, the pharmaceutical ex-employee turned whistleblower, her name is Karen Kingston. She was a pharmaceutical marketing expert and a biotech analysis for Pfizer. She provided a what is called a briefing document used in an FDA Food and Drug Administration Advisory Committee meeting back in September last month, titled Application for License of a Booster Dose for Comirnaty COVID-19 Vaccine mRNA. It includes a report on a study conducted by Pfizer testing the longevity of immunity provided by their products over time. And most of us now by now know that these vaccines, if you are given, they start to peter out. They start to fade away at as early as 3 months, maybe even earlier. And then by 3, 4, 5, 6 months, they're done. You got to have another booster. Now, involving over 36,000 participants, the main FDA study revealed, according to this whistleblower right out of Pfizer, revealed that the group injected with the Pfizer vaccine were more likely to be infected with the virus than those injected later, indicating waning of immunity for the shots. Further, the documents report, an additional analysis appears to indicate that incidence of COVID-19 generally increased in each group of the study participants with increasing time post-second dose, after the second dose. In other words, Kingston said, and I quote, if you have two doses of Pfizer, your rate of getting infected with COVID increases over time. And this makes sense to me because we now know that people who have already been vaccinated have 251 times the amount of viruses in their nasal pharynx, behind their nasal area. They have 251 times more virus load there than somebody who's not vaccinated. Now, leading to a discovery, the biotech analysis called super alarming. We're talking about the whistleblower here, Karen Kingston. The report looked exclusively at the placebo group, comparing their rate of infection in the first 4 months when they had no protection whatsoever to the 4 months following their injections with the Pfizer vaccine. Now, during the initial placebo period, the documents report that the infection rate of this group, 12.6 cases per 1,000, which equates to a 1.3% infection rates following their injections, there were about 43.5 cases per 1,000 people. So when they weren't injected, their infection rates were 1.3%, and when they got injected, it was 4.34%. It went up over 300%. That's what, of course, this whistleblower out of Pfizer Corporation is saying. When you look at the differences between those who have been injected with the vaccine, those who have been given the vaccine, and those who have not been vaccinated, the unvaxxed had 300% less rates of infection. That's what she's saying. So take that information as you will. It's posted up. You can check it out for yourself, lifesitenews.com. And we're going to have also comments from a prominent immunologist, this guy, this medical doctor, who's saying, hey, we need to stop these COVID vaccines, like, immediately. Pull them off the market, please. We'll be right back. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Urban Spice.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Mom, can I have some Fry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at Clear.com.
Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, helping you to better understand and navigate in the area of health and wellness. So glad you tuned into the show today. I appreciate that. And I especially appreciate our regular listeners who tell other people about this radio show so they too have the opportunity to tune in and maybe hear some thoughts that they may not get anywhere else. So glad you're with us today. So if you're just tuning into the program, welcome. Welcome back to those who were with us in the last segment where I was talking about the Pfizer vaccine former employee, now turned whistleblower, who is basically claiming that the Pfizer vaccine, if you get it, you're more likely to get COVID. That's her claim, and that's her interpretation. And the FDA knows about it, according to her. What do you think of that? Now, you might say, oh, that just sounds ridiculous. Why would that be? Why would that be? Well, think about this. How many times are we now hearing about all these people who have been vaccinated that are getting these so-called rare breakthroughs? That's all I hear all day long. Oh, yeah, another rare breakthrough. Half the staff on the television show called The View, half of them had to leave the set because, yeah, they were vaccinated, and yes, they had the so-called rare breakthroughs. You got baseball teams, a whole bunch of them, coming down with COVID infections and being tested positive for COVID infection, even though they've all been vaccinated. Again, all these rare breakthroughs you're learning about. You're learning about whole college campuses all over the place. And I've stated them on this radio show. 95 to 100% vaccination in these colleges that they won't let students even on the campus. And all of a sudden they have this gigwando breakout where they're all testing positive for COVID-19 infection. These rare breakthroughs are happening again and again and again. What do you think about this? How do you interpret this? What is your view on this? If you want to weigh in, you can. Here's our toll-free number into the show. Call now. 888-553-7262. Toll-free nationwide. 888-55-DR-BOB. That's D-R-B-O-B on your touchtone phone. 1-888-553-7262 is our number. If you want to weigh in on that situation or some of what you've heard here. So many people are, they always use the word rare with breakthroughs, and yet we are hearing about them so often. What is wrong with this picture anyway? Well, also this last week, I want to point out, I was listening to Laura Ingraham, who has a very popular talk show on Fox News, and she was interviewing a prominent anesthesiologist by the name of Dr. Aaron Williams. Dr. Aaron Williams. And the basis of the interview was that Dr. Williams is concerned, as a medical physician with a lot of experience, that there's an ingredient in these vaccines that no one should have injected, one of the ingredients, of the many ingredients that we know little or nothing about, that he believes, as a doctor, because he was taught in medical school, you should never inject this substance, this particular substance, and I'll play the clip in just a moment here. You should never inject this substance that happens to be in these vaccines into a human being until first you've tested them to see if they have any kind of allergic reaction to them, because it could be devastating or worse. And he, as a medical doctor, feels that it's his job to know this, and yet he says all bets are off. So listen very carefully to what Dr. Aaron Williams has to say when his comments were aired during, and you'll hear her voice on the Laura Ingraham Show on Fox News. Go.
Along with Dr. Aaron Williams, a Minnesota anesthesiologist who could lose his job for not being vaccinated. Dr. Williams, you're an anesthesiologist, you're a medical professional, and again, during the beginning of this pandemic, there were tributes and tearful thank yous, and how do you feel now, given what's happening?
You know, I don't take it personally, I wouldn't say, but I think for all of us, on all sides of this, I definitely feel sad, and I feel kind of maybe ashamed might be a word too, when medicine has now come to what it is now, which doesn't look anything like the science that we studied throughout our medical school and our careers, and all of a sudden it's all turned upside down in the blink of an eye.
How so? Explain that more.
Well, now what it looks like, most of medicine represents, and it looks like it has more hallmarks of psychological warfare than it does evidence-based medicine, where you say that none of these things make sense, and there's a whole string of them, you know, whether it be natural immunity that you spoke about earlier, whether it be the beginning of this rollout of the pandemic, and both Moderna and Pfizer vaccines have polyethylene glycol in them, and that is a well-known allergen. It causes severe allergies. There was an old study that said, just from the last 5 years, a big study done out of UNC, that said that anyone who's going to be injected with polyethylene glycol should have tests for allergies prior. When I saw that around the time of the rollout, my mind was blown. They weren't whispering a word about it. They didn't say a thing to anyone. Yet that is a well-known, established scientific fact, even in Moderna's SEC filings in 2018, how that was going to be an obstacle of them bringing the products to market.
So there you have a medical doctor, state of Minnesota, who's in fear of losing his job as a doctor because he refuses to get a COVID vaccine. And you heard his discussion there about the fact that one of the ingredients, polyethylene glycol, by the way, that's an ingredient in antifreeze, It's used in other places too, but it's in antifreeze. And he doesn't want that. He doesn't want that injected into his body. That's just one of the many things he has an objection to, in that he believes, as a doctor, he is taught that you don't put that in people's bodies until you know first whether they're going to have some type of allergenicity to it, because it could be very, very harmful. But also, of course, he's being forced to, they're trying to force him in threat of his job. What do you think of that, ladies and gentlemen? What's that make you feel like? What is your opinion anyway on that, what you just heard? And some of the information that's going on right now that you're hearing in the news media. Maybe you want to comment on the whistleblower from the Pfizer Corporation, the former Pfizer employee turned whistleblower, saying that if you get the Pfizer vaccine, you're more likely to get the COVID infection. You're more likely to get tested positive. Well, we're hearing about all these breakthroughs, these rare breakthroughs that are happening, not so rare. Oh, they're just all over the place. Your opinion, if you will. Our number, and we're going to go to your phones after this, your phone calls, 888-553-7262, 1-888-55, Dr. Bob. We'll be right back.
Scientific studies continue to remind us all that getting deep restorative sleep every night is as important to staying healthy as getting regular exercise and eating nutritious food. At bedtime, if you have trouble falling asleep within 20 minutes or wake up during the night and have trouble getting back to sleep, you are not alone, because 70 million Americans suffer with sleep problems. Old, worn out, or poorly designed mattresses are primary reasons for sleep problems. Dr. Bob Martin here to share my family's secret for the best possible sleep you can achieve. It's called Cairo Slumber Mattress. Cairo Slumber Mattresses use advanced technology to provide the best support and temperature control for a perfect sleep environment. Say goodbye to sore muscles, back and neck and joint pain. Tossing and turning all night? Gone. Cairo Slumber Mattress, to your sleep rescue. Call toll free, 888-958-2008. 888-958-2008 or CairoSlumber.com. Free shipping, too.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel. Newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it, with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Up still, I'm dead again today. The news said I was gone, to my dismay. Don't bury me, I've got a show to play. I woke up still, not dead again today.
There he is, Willie Nelson. Johnson. He believes that the cure to all man's ills are the basically in three ingredients, T, H, and C. All right, but I digress. Folks, welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I thank you for tuning in to the program today. I don't want you to go anywhere because later in the program, we're going to be talking about these high-fat diets. Did you read about this yet? High-fat diets. We're talking about, they're all, you know, they come, they go, the keto diet, Atkins, South Beach, you name them. There's been a long list of them that have come and gone, and some that are still swirling around. High-fat diets allow, you ready for this, cancer cells to go unnoticed. Scientists at Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory, Harvard Medical School, and Massachusetts Institute of Technology have discovered that high-fat diets disrupt the relationship between our intestinal cells and the immune cells that patrol them looking for the emerging tumors. And these high-fat, low-carb diets may perpetuate or increase the risk of cancer cells going undetected by the immune system. We're going to be talking about this later on. If this interests you, maybe you know somebody who's been on one of these, you know, weight loss programs, high-fat, low-carb diets. They may not know what the heck is going really on in their body with respect to increasing their risk, in this case, cancer cells going unnoticed. You don't want cancer cells unnoticed. You want them noticed up immediately so your body's immune system can go in and kill them or get rid of them. We'll get to that later in the show. But we're going to go to the phone lines now. You'll have the ability to comment on these last two segments with respect to COVID-19. Do you believe all this stuff? What do you think? First up is Betty calling in from Arkansas. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Betty, hello.
Hi, doctor. Thank you so much. Oh, I enjoy listening to your show, and I was really getting into it this morning, and my station took you off.
You're kidding me.
And it's not the first time, sir. It's not.
Well, give them a friendly call on Monday morning and smooth that out a little bit for us, if you would.
You better believe it. And a nice man that answered the phone. Let me hear your program over the phone, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, and if that ever happens, you're welcome. If that ever happens again, you know that you can listen to the show live on my website at drbob.com. No matter what, it's there. But the radio station is the most important and best place to listen to it. But if, you know, as a failsafe, you can always go to drbob.com and hear it in live form. Okay, go ahead, Betty. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Oh, no. That's all I wanted to say. I appreciate all the information. Thank you. God bless you for what you do.
And thank you very much for your phone call and listening to the program. All right. Thanks for that alert there by the station. Next up is Marilyn. She's calling in from Lolo, Montana. Welcome to the program, Marilyn. Hello.
Good morning. So we are always told, and especially during this time, to go see our doctor and ask our doctor what our doctor thinks about us getting this vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of us for a long time haven't necessarily trusted doctors, and this is making it even worse. So as we get older and we need our doctor's care more, what do we do? Where do we go?
It's tough. It's really tough because you got to trust somebody sooner or later. But you also have to have, you know, my dad told me this when I was growing up. Look, you need to be confident. You need to be optimistic. You need to have, you know, like 10% distrust in all doctors, no matter what, and make them prove their way along the line. Now, realize doctors mean well. I don't think doctors go into the practice of healthcare, whether it's, you know, some form of medicine or whatever, to deceive people, to hurt people. They go in, men and women, very dedicated. It takes years and years and years to become a doctor. Therefore, they go in with good intentions. Unfortunately, you know, it's kind of like a computer. Garbage in, garbage out. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if they are learning stuff and they mean well, and many of them, you know, they follow the practice of medicine. That's why they call it the practice, not the perfect of medicine, because it's not perfect. It's not hard science. True science is math. That's always 2 and 2 equals 4, whereas in healthcare it's 2 and 2. Well, not sure if it really equals 4 yet, but we'll find out and let you know. because it's an art. It's a philosophy based on scientific principles, but there's still a degree of uncertainty to it. It can be risky or worse. And so then the doctors, of course, get the reputations. Well, they're not the ones. They're just going by what they were taught and, you know, regurgitating what they were taught. So I think that, you know, they don't mean to have these things go wrong, but it does. I mean, we know that there are things that can go wrong. They're doing their best. So that's always why you should be getting, you know, have that caveat emptor, buyer beware in the back of your mind always. And that's what you're really bringing up, Marilyn, is that it's a buyer beware. You've got to be, as a consumer, performing your own due diligence on who you trust and who you do not trust, right?
Can I say I had found a doctor that I really liked here in Montana, and he's now in prison because he didn't follow the Obama protocols and all that with Obamacare. That's how why I feel he's in prison. They made up some other stuff about him, I feel, and other of his patients feel. And that's what I think is going to happen to a lot of us. If we don't follow their agenda, we're sent away. And
yes.
I did have find a good doctor, I thought, and had him for several years, and now he's gone. And so,
well, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that you lost that doctor you know and trust. I appreciate your phone call. Thank you.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief from Terry Naturally is an easy-to-swallow soft gel with results you can feel. Featuring new clinically proven technology, this triple-action pain formula contains time-tested ingredients that will have you enjoying life again in no time. This groundbreaking formula is small in size, but big in results, and it comes with a complete money-back guarantee. A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief. Only from Terry Naturally. The award-winning wellness destination for safe and effective pain relief. Love your results or your money back. Get Curamed Acute Pain Relief at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. Occasional muscle pain due to exercise or overuse. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
I welcome you back Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you for tuning into the program. Don't go anywhere because next hour we've got a special guest. Did you see the front cover of the latest? Well, I guess it was the September version, the September issue of Prevention Magazine. The title on the Prevention Magazine, one of the big articles inside, Slow Down Aging. You have more control than you think, and that's what we're going to be talking about. If your skin is starting to age, if your joints are starting to age, if you feel like you are aging, can you actually slow it down? Can you reverse it? Well, you have more control than you think, and we've got a special guest to talk about that next hour. You won't want to miss that conversation, so stick around here on the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Now, finishing up the thoughts we had with respect to COVID, and we played this prominent doctor's clips in the past. Prominent doctor and researcher calls for COVID-19 vaccines to be pulled from the market. His name is Dr. Peter McCullough. And I'm not saying this. This is what Dr. Peter McCullough is saying. Dr. Peter McCullough said, among other concerns, the most of the deaths that have been attributed to the COVID-19 can be prevented using early treatments that have thus far been suppressed by policymakers. Dr. McCullough is the editor-in-chief of two medical journals, in addition to working as a practicing cardiologist, internist, and epidemiologist. He has led the monitoring safety boards of several major drug trials and also serves as the president of Cardiorenal Society of America and associate editor of the American Journal of Cardiology. He previously served as a professor of medicine at Baylor University School of Medicine, with more than 600 peer-reviewed publications to his name. He believes that the current COVID-19 vaccine rollout is one of the biggest medical mistakes in our history of our country. Dr. McCullough said in a recent podcast that he believes the forced mass vaccination program in America will end up being regarded as one of the biggest medical mistakes in history. His quote, Americans are going to bear the brunt, he says, of what invariably is going to be a failed mass vaccination program that will go down as one of the most deadly, one of the most injurious and costly mistakes in human history. He said that a review of the data from the U.S. Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, along with data from Britain and Israel, where COVID cases have been climbing among vaccinated individuals, have left him deeply worried about America's future. I share his concern as well. All right, I thank you for tuning into this hour. The next hour is straight ahead. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, also drbob.com on the Internet. We'll be right back.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.